morning, West Michigan. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local at D&W in Grand Haven on 1116 Robbins Road. We got a little bit of a late start today, but hey, we're rolling now. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Jop. Good to be here. And sitting next to us here, between us, we're kind of sandwiching our next guest. This is a very fun table today. We've got steak right across from us on the trailer.
I can smell it already.
We've got the lovely Kate Lemon from Lemon Creek Wineries, and they have a new tasting room here in Grand Haven. And welcome to the show, Kate.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Hey, any time you want to show up with a bottle of wine, you know, who's going to turn you down? You probably have more friends than anybody I know.
It does help. It really does.
Yeah.
You know, Kate, you not only showed up with one, you showed up with three bottles of wine, and they're some of your summer wines. Let's talk a little bit about this first one. It's called a Compass Rose.
Rosé.
I didn't see the little end.
It's kind of a pun, yeah, in between Compass Rose, which is a nautical. Sorry, there's a bee buzzing around me. It's a dry rosé. It's a Meritage blend, actually. So it has a Cabernet Sauvignon, Cab Franc, and Merlot. But it is a lighter bodied rosé, but still has a fuller flavor. It's done in something called a Seigneur method, which is French. And what you do is you actually bleed off a lot of the juice prior to fermentation, and that is then added back separately. So it's a very very rose-colored wine, but it's not fermented on the skins as heavily as, say, you know, a big dry red would be.
So that's how a rosé is different. That's why it's so much lighter.
Yep, there are a number of rosé methods. This is just more of a traditional one. France has much more stringent laws about the way that they do their rosés than we do. In the United States, we can pretty much do anything we want and call it a rosé. So it is a little bit more of a traditional wine.
Gee, I wonder what it tastes like.
I think you guys should try it.
Yeah. You know, I look at that, and it seems like to me that that would go really well with maybe some fish or a little bit of chicken. What do you normally serve this with?
Both of those. It's also a really good pork tenderloin wine as well.
Ooh. Yeah. I do a lot of pork tenderloin on the grill. It's at least once a week, one of my favorite things to grill. And let me give this a little try. Bob, what do you think?
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, it is great wine. It's definitely one of our most popular in the summer. So.
Now, Kate, where can we get this if I wanted to buy a bottle of this and I'm over here in Grand Haven?
Yeah, we are at our tasting room. We are located on the corner of 7th and Beacon, so virtually directly south of the Coast Guard boat when you enter into Grand Haven from the north.
So who runs your tasting room down at the main winery?
The rest of the family.
But you have a lady that works there quite a bit that's been there for a long time.
My mother.
Is that your mother?
It is.
Okay.
Well, Kathy Lemon, she runs the tasting room down there. My father is the winemaker. My uncle and aunt, Tim and Katie, they also work down there. So that's the family part. And then we have a couple of, you know, people that are virtually family that have worked for us for years.
You have a few other specialties you sell out of that tasting room as well.
And I guess, what are you referring to?
I was thinking that you had some sauces and
definitely. Yeah, you know, dipping oils, marinades.
Yeah, that's what I was remembering.
Grapeseed oils.
Maybe barbecue sauce?
We have a homemade, my Uncle Bob actually makes
Uncle Bob, that's
barbecue
it.
Sauce.
That's it.
Oh, quit it. You were fishing for that.
I had to drag it out of her.
I'm
Uncle Bob to like 30 kids, so.
Oh, there you go. That makes sense. And I think that's one of the...
Is it shameless, Randy?
No, you are not. That's ruthless right there is all that was. Unbelievable.
But yeah, Uncle Bob's barbecue sauce.
Yes.
You know, he's probably the only one within the listening area that could probably overhear this, and he's the only one I didn't mention, so I'm probably going to get it now.
Hey, Bob, I got your back up here, baby. All right? We're good. And that's a good sauce, dude.
Yeah, it is a wonderful. It's honestly the only barbecue sauce I have in my house, so.
That's great. So you brought a couple other wines with you. The rosé goes great with some pork. I see you've got a Riesling there. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's a semi-dry Riesling, so it's a little bit drier, but it has an absolutely amazing flavor. It's a little floral nose, fruity, but it's one of the – it's personally my favorite summer white wine, and I usually like dry whites, but it has just a tad bit of sugar to it, so –
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3, and we are live in Grand Haven at the D&W on Robbins Road. And right now, we are talking with Kate Lemon, and she's treating us to some rosé and about ready to pour some Riesling, which, Lemon Creek Winery is right down on the wine trail, the Southwestern Wine Trail, and there are just a boatload of wineries down there. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful experience to go down that road.
Yeah, it really is. There's more wineries pop up every single year as well. It's
And you're all friends. That's a really cool part.
Yeah, we do all get along. We've all known each other.
You're like the microbrewers, and we've got Old Boys Brewery here ready to come on after you, and they're all friends too. That's unique.
Well, yeah, you have to be, or else you end up. We are a young state for the wine and the beer industry. And you have to be united, or else, you know, you can't compete with Cabernets from, you know, California, even though ours are just as good.
Better.
You have to, well, thank you. I agree as well, but, you know, I don't want to sound too presumptuous. But we as a state, we need to, you know, unify a little bit more. And that always helps when, you know, people are actually friends. So he's chuckling over here.
Oh, it's just funny because Katie's running our show today. And
right.
And
yeah.
Katie's trying to move our wine glasses. She's awesome producer on site for us, and she just does everything. And I wonder if she could get that grill working over there, because we're still having power struggles.
Okay,
out there.
Let's reel this back in. We got a little white Riesling here.
Okay.
What are you going to serve that with? If you have a bottle of this, first of all, you probably serve it chilled.
Yes.
Right. It's
yes.
not a room temperature wine. Like reds, but it's you're going to serve that chilled. And then what do you see that your customers or your family serves that with off the grill?
Chicken's a big one. Fish this time of year. Because you can marinate. We've done salmon marinades with the Riesling. A little bit of Riesling, a little bit of lemon juice, a little bit of spices. Makes a great simple marinade. And that's, you know, white fish, salmon. Those are kind of the currently, I mean, this during this time of the year, especially being in Grand Haven, you know, there we have access to some really great fresh fish. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And again, what we're trying to do here is pair a lighter, crisper wine with a lighter flavored meat off the grill, so one complements the other. One doesn't overpower
it. Mm-hmm.
Right. So lightly seasoned your fish with these crisp. It's relatively young wine. It's a 2009 vintage.
Yep.
I saw most Rieslings are. You don't age those long, so you get a crisp, fruity flavor.
Exactly.
When you have those, goes great with the fish and the chicken.
Yep. It's grilled asparagus and summer squash is another great one too.
That's really tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could go with a lot of things, actually. I don't think that would be terrible with steak.
No, it wouldn't. I mean,
especially in the summer, a little ice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because sometimes, I mean, the bees
love it.
Oh, yeah. Wine in general, it's outdoor tastings in the summertime can be treacherous.
Yes.
So.
If you just tuned in, we are the Grilling Guys, and we are live at the D&W Fresh Market in Grand Haven on 1116 Robbins Road. We're talking right now with Kate Lemon, and she's from Lemon Creek. It's a new tasting room. If you get to Grand Haven, you want to come to the Coast Guard Festival, stop and see this young lady, because she is a treat, and she's got all sorts of wine knowledge. You grew up in the industry.
Yeah.
Working, I mean, probably picking grapes when you were still in diapers.
Yeah, well, you know, close to it. You start off on the raspberry and peach trailers first, and then you work your way to the less fuzzy fruits. But yeah,
that's great though. It's I love the whole family business thing.
Yeah, it is. It's wonderful.
And I understand how that works, because, I mean, when it's harvest time, when you've got to make the wine, there's just a bunch of work and not enough people, and
yeah,
you don't have a big window there. Those things don't just hang around and wait for you.
Yep, and that's, you know, during the summer, it's one of those you do what you have to do, and farming isn't necessarily glamorous, but it is a great life. So
mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Well, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Kate, you've been a great guest, and I see you brought three wines here. Let's touch on this last one real quickly. We've got to wrap it up here, but you brought a third wine with you.
It is our Big Red. It's a Meritage, so it's a blend of Cab Sauv, Cab Franc, and Merlot. Full-bodied, rich, aged in oak, some French oak, some American oak, and it's just that great, you know, red wine. It goes great with any type of, you know, big beef, Another good one for it is bison. So that's, you know, it's a very versatile wine.
The bison are nervous.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Kate. Kate, thanks so much for being with us. Coming up next, we are going to go from the winery to the beer. We're going to have Melissa and Dave from Old Boys Brew House. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be right back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.